tough loss for our football team, our home opener, and to, you know, come up on the short end, really, it definitely hurts. Disappointed, you know, for our fans that we didn't play better, and we've got a lot of things to try to figure out to try to play better. Injury-wise, Chris Cook left the game with a groin, and A.J. Jefferson had an ankle, and Jamarcus Sanford left the game with a hamstring, and that was the extent of it injury-wise. So.
Did you expect leaving with the gadget plays that work for him, that were routinely had kind of the same
film? Yeah, you know, we knew their situation, that it would be like that, that there would be some unorthodox moments with the situation they were in, and we didn't handle it very well. It really cost us, obviously. You got to make some plays, you know. You can only call what you call, and guys got to make plays, and we didn't make plays when we had opportunities to, and they did. They executed better than we did.
I see kind of the offense going three and out there twice, you know, back to back. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. It's a team game, and we had some opportunities, you know, even on that final third and five. And if you want to be a good team, you got to be able to take advantage of that situation, and we didn't. And, you know, we punt from backed up. They get good field position, and they'll go down and score.
35
just
a bad pass.
I got to look at the tape and see. But it looked like Greg had created some separation. You know, I'll look at it and see, but. From where I was standing on the sideline, it looked like he had some separation. It's a tough one, Brian. You know, we're counting on our offensive line to play well for us every week, and it sure seemed like Cleveland was in our backfield a lot and put a lot of pressure on our passing game with their, you know, four guys rushing or sometimes five. And it's going to be hard to function as an offense if we can't protect, you know, better. But how to explain it, you know, it's hard to explain. We got to get it fixed somehow and get it fixed, like, right now.
Can you talk about throwing the red flag and then
Yeah, you know, it turned out to be a muffed, which you can't review. And should have been a timeout, but they walked off 15. Not sure why. But I can't throw the red flag in that situation.
How did the guy go on the count before on the fake field goal?
We didn't recognize it. You know, we didn't recognize that he was over there hiding out, and they did a better job of executing there. We didn't see it.
Christian seemed like he started fairly well, but that second half just couldn't get anything going there.
Yeah, got off to a good start, good opening drive, but. You know, you got to do it for four quarters, and we didn't do it today for four quarters.
How much of the issues with the run defense, or with the run offense, I guess, are just giving credit to what they've done, and how much of it do you think is your scheme and not having Jerome Felton and a lot of those issues?
They did a good job on run defense, and, you know, we knew coming in they were pretty stout up front, and, you know, didn't really create the holes we were hoping to, and, you know, credit to their defense. They did a good job.
You know, how do you just kind of try and hold things together here and make sure you don't just fall off
a cliff? That's what we'll have to do, John. I mean, we've dug ourselves definitely a hole for sure. And you only can play them one at a time. And, you know, I got to get the guys to see that and understand that and be ready to play when we line up next week. We got to, you know, obviously, you know, tweak some things and get some things corrected. But we got some high character guys. I think they'll respond the right way. I felt like, you know, we were responding. We're just not playing well. We're not playing well enough to win. So.
Does leaving the country help or hurt?
Well.
You know,
it's just, it is what it is, Brian. You know, we gotta go to London and get us a win. Wherever we play next week, we gotta get a win.
Are any of the injuries with the defensive backs things that you're concerned about long-term just with your depth there?
You know, when you get muscle pulls in the secondary, that affects you. You don't want to start getting into your depth this early in the season. And losing Jamark and Chris, I mean, that's, and potentially AJ, I mean, that's a concern. You know, we'll have to see how they progress over the course of the week. And it just means that other guys have to step up and play well for us.
How did you feel like Cheryl's and the other guys filled in today? How would you assess the secondary?
I thought Cheryl's did a good job. You know, he made some plays, got his hands on some balls, really competed hard like he always does, and put himself in good position. So I thought Marcus did a good job. I thought Zendejo did some good things as well when he got in there. You know, those guys, they stepped up and tried to make some plays.
You were playing Marcus.
Are there times where Christian is not seeing guys down the field? Is he relying too much on checkdowns? I mean, as you see the game, it just seems like he can't get the ball down the field.
Yeah, you know, we had some things called downfield. We took some shots, and we didn't connect. We had the one where looks like Jarius runs into a defender, and, you know, we're really concerned about that one. But we wanted to take some shots, and he did throw the ball down the field at times, and we just weren't able to connect.
Are you able to make heads or tails of why he can't put four quarters together like that?
It's going to be important that he does. I mean, it's hard to play one quarter or half at this level. It's just you gotta put four good quarters together, and as a team and as a position player, and we gotta figure out a way to get that done.
Is Christian still your guy right now? He's still as far as you see?
Yeah, I mean, he's still our starting quarterback. You know, we're always trying to do whatever we can to make our team better, but yeah, he's our starting quarterback.
What's how disappointing is this role where all these mental things week after week with the guys?
Yeah, today, Jim, especially so. I mean, when you play at home and you take a lot of pride in winning here at Mall of America Field, and to come up short and make some of the mistakes that we made, it's just we got a lot of work to do if we're going to get it turned around. You don't want to be losing home games. It's not a good thing.
You were playing Marcus and A.J. over Xavier in the base defense. Is that just a comfortability side? You were playing Marcus and A.J. over Xavier in the base defense. Is that a matter of just playing sides?
Or yeah, just leaving A.J., not A.J., but leaving Xavier where he is in the nickel spot. And he's getting a ton of reps, you know, in the nickel defense because we're in nickel a lot. So it worked out fine the way we did it. You know, your home opener with things that we want to achieve this season, to not get it done, frustrating, but, you know, you got to bounce back. You know, we got another game next week. We handle it right. You know, we can get it turned, but it's definitely frustrating for sure.
What do you believe you have to prove on offense and defense to get a win?
Can you say it one more time?
I believe you have to improve offensively and defensively to get a game and win column.
Well, you can't turn the ball over. We got to play one game without turning it over. I don't think we've done that in three games. We did a better job against the run. They had some reverses and, you know, a third and 30 where they got some plus yardage, so we were better in the run. We're getting a lot of turnovers. I mean, I think to come away with four turnovers again and not win 2 weeks in a row with four turnovers just makes you scratch your head. That doesn't usually happen. And that means, you know, we can't give it away when we're taking it away. And we can't allow some of the things that happen on special teams. I mean, they got 10 points off special teams error, the field goal and the touchdown. And, you know, we've had some special teams breakdowns each of our three ball games. So we got some things we gotta get fixed in order to be a winning football team, to win a game in the NFL, and we gotta get it fixed in a hurry.
Saw a heavy dose of Cordero today. What's your assessment on how that worked out?
Looks like, without watching tape, he did a good job for us. He was assignment sound. He was where he was supposed to be. Ran good routes. Looked like he did a good job.
Is there anything that could happen watching the tape that you would change quarterbacks?
I don't foresee that, Mark. I, you know, got to go back and look at it and see what's creating the inconsistency and why we're not executing as well as we need to in certain situations. And when you evaluate it and you make the decision that you have to make, but as we speak, I don't see that happening.
All right, thank you.